Blog Talk Radio.
All your realty, business, and entertainment needs. Welcome, Think Big listeners. Miss Rain here. Hey, I know you haven't heard from me in a while doing an inspirational insight, but I'm back. Took a little hiatus, had to do some world traveling, but we're back. And I want to tell you I'm really excited about the inspirational insight today. So let's talk about some things. I had a very awesome day today doing service, just during the week, and just doing meditation. So one of the things I want to talk about today is really trying to get into the spirit of trying to find out what your purpose is, where your goals are, where your next step as far as what you want to do lies. Because I know that a lot of people are in a transition. This economy is a beast. It is a beast. So people have lost positions, lost jobs, lost houses, and they're at this point where they're thinking like, what is next? So we're going to talk about talk about where to find your purpose and things like that. So before we get started, let's take a little Marvin Sapp for a minute.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
how you
Wow, that was just a little Marvin set. We'll finish that out on the way out. But I thought it was very apropos just to have that song in particular, because we know that a lot of people are going through, this is a huge transition time for people, the unemployment rate, foreclosures and things of that nature, and people are starting to get shaken in where they stand in their faith and things. But I'm here to tell you to just stand, because these changes are going to be for the better for you. You may not see it that way right now, but definitely there's going to be something good that comes out of this change. Because if you think about some things that you got yourself involved in, you may not should have gotten involved in them. You may have been in over your head, and now you're thinking like, what am I going to do? And then you think of the loss as something negative. I lost a position, and I'm thinking like, what is going to happen now? Well, guess what? That only propelled me more to be more of an entrepreneur, to do more of the things that I have been gifted with, and to be excited about that, because as long as I was working for someone else, I wouldn't do the things that I truly knew I was called to do, because I needed to make sure there was food on the table and the bills and things were paid. But now that I'm in a position to where I have to think about what I truly need to be doing, I'm able to see it more better. I was going to say more better, like more better blues. But I'm able to see it better, because now I see that I've had a call all along, but because I kept being afraid to step out there and do what I needed to do, I didn't allow myself to be used by the Lord, to be used by the Spirit, and to fulfill my calling. I have a gift for working with people, working with children, bringing them training and understanding, looking at the holistic aspect of their life while we're doing training, any type of training that I'm called upon to do. I would do it as a side item, but not really as a full-time thing. And when I was released from my position, I won't say fired, because I knew I was released, because it was at that point when I said, Lord, I am ready. That end of that day, I was released from the position that I was in, which was a miserable position, I'm going to tell you. It was miserable. I was not doing what I was called to do. I accepted the position because I needed to put food on the table, pay the bills, and things of that nature. When you move that out of the way, when that stopped being your priority, because it's going to happen. You, as long as you live on this earth, you are going to have bills to pay. There is no one on this earth that does not have a bill. So you know you're going to always have bills. Move it out the way. Don't think about how you're going to pay the bills. Think about how you're going to live the life that you want to live. Because the most important thing is, life is short. And you are not guaranteed tomorrow. If you think back and you ask yourself, what have I done to leave my mark on this earth, and you can't think of a single thing, it's time for you to start living. Stop trying to live up, catch up with the Joneses and, you know, be in the trends and things of that nature. That's why the economy is in the condition that it's in today, because everybody tried to keep up with the Joneses. And the sad part about it, when it all came out in the wash, the Joneses couldn't keep up with the Joneses. So definitely move all that out of the way and truly examine what you really want to do in your life. Is this something that you can make a living at? Is this something that you are passionate about? And if you're passionate about something, you can make a living at it. Don't think that Martha Stewart just woke up one day and started putting peanut butter on pine cones and calling it wonderful and people started buying it. Oh, no. She's been passionate about this her whole life and turned it into a business. And now that woman is a multi-billionaire of crafty stuff, doing things that normal people do around the house every day. If you have an invention in the back of your mind, get it out there. There are so many reality shows and information available for inventors that it is impossible for you not to have your name out somewhere doing something. Why are you sitting back waiting? And then what are you waiting for? I know I have to ask myself that question all the time, because I have 1, 2, 3 screenplays, a couple of novels, some short stories, and a stage play that I am working on. And I mean, I have bits and pieces just all over the place. But I'm still focused on getting that out. And what am I waiting for? oh, my excuse all the time was, oh, I'm waiting for a class to make sure I got the format right. I have books to make sure I get the format right. And if I don't have that, when I do get to that point, then they'll help me get the format right. Oh, I want to make sure I got the right environment and the ambiance and the settings. It's not the ambiance of the setting, because I can write in the middle of the night, waking up with a journal beside my bed. What am I waiting for? Oh, I don't want it to be like everybody else's. Guess what? There's nothing new under the sun. So don't think that you're inventing something that has never been seen, because guess what? Everything has been seen. The difference is yours is going to be better, new, improved, the best thing that is out there. So don't wait. So what are the other excuses that you're using? I don't have time. I don't have money. There's money available. And if you cut out some of the TV watching, some of the gossiping, some of the text messaging, some of the phone calls, you will have some time throughout your day. Even if you only dedicate 10 to 15 minutes a day to working on this plan, it will start to become part of you. It will start to grow in you. It will start to realize that, you know what? This is truly what I want to do. Nothing grows that you don't dedicate time to. And I know you hear, you know, we've all heard it before. You, what you want, you will spend time with, or you'll make it happen, or you'll dedicate some service to it. If you don't want it for real, you won't dedicate any time or service to it. But if you do, if this is your passion, if this is your calling, if this is something that is burning a hole in your system, let it out. Do it. What are you waiting for? Because, again, tomorrow is not promised. Do not go another day with this burning desire for you to do something. Go unfulfilled. You have been released from your job. You've been released from some burdens and some bills and some debts. Now, what else do you need? You know, one of the things that I always said I would want to do is, I would want to like work some little part-time gig or some little, you know, dead-end job so that I can use that time to perfect my craft. So because it's not a job that I'm going to be too caught up or consumed in, and that as long as I'm living in some place where it pays enough to pay my little few bills that I'm going to have, I'm going to be okay. And I still have that passion. And I'm moving in that direction to where I can be in a location to where I can work at Walmart and pay all my bills and still have time enough to write, to do what I feel like I need to do, to train, to teach, to go out and be involved with the community. What do you need to do now so that you can have that opportunity? One of the things I have to think about that kept me from doing what I really need to do, I didn't humble myself enough. I really needed to humble myself and allow the Lord to use me, because I kept saying, I, and then it was brought to my attention. It's not about me, which was so interesting, because the title of the sermon that I heard at church today was, "It Ain't About You," and it was from Genesis 22:1-19, I believe, and it ain't about me. You know, I'm thinking that all of this is going to happen because of me, but it's not. It's going to happen anyway. So in our last few minutes, I would just ask you, what is it about you that you are not doing to take you to that next level? What do you need to do now that you have been released to go forth and do what you would have to do? It is an amazing time right now. I know you may be looking at the economy and you hearing all this bleak and this is bad, but guess what? Money is still being made. Money is still being spent. People are still getting up, going to work. They still have needs. And if you can feel one of those needs, you need to be about the business of filling that need. My favorite show, I love cartoons, and I love anything like Pixar. And robots with Robin Williams and all of that. And one of the sayings that always resonates in my mind was by Big Well. And he will say, see a need, fill a need. If you see a need, fill it. Because if you don't, somebody else will. And there goes your idea down the drain. Wow, this was this was just one of those things that I was feeling today. You never know what I'm going to feel tomorrow. Well, thank you, Think Big listeners, for giving me this time. Think big.